Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Everyone, have I had an incredible, incredible morning? This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald, pastor of Caring and Sharing Ministries. And I've just been basking in God's caring and sharing for us in my studies this morning. And I'd like to kind of just random the Bible and see what God has for me to see of His choosing. And so today I ran across Isaiah, the 45th chapter. And God was just telling Israel who he was. You know, it's just really good to every now and then to stop and see what God says about himself, because that quantifies who and what he is to us. And it just brought me to tears, and it put me into such a mode of worship. And I said, I got to get myself together for the show, because when I cry, I don't talk very well. I just have to share some of it with you. And it goes with what I was asking the Lord to reveal for me for our show today. I said, our show title is Shield of Faith Gives Fearless Footing. Shield of Faith. You know, he says, put on the shield of faith. So the shield of faith gives fearless footing. I said, I want people this morning to think about how faithful our God is. I mean, what is faith? How do we grow our faith? And we know the scriptures that say faith cometh by hearing the word of God. And how can he hear unless there's a preacher? And how can he preach? We know the scriptures, but how does that really, really work? You know, are we depending on God as a faithful God that will keep his word? And generally, oh, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to just read to you the definition of what is faith and see what it had to say. And it says, faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Now, that's the secular definition of what is faith. The sacred, it says, strong belief in God and the doctrine, it says, of religion, but I would say in a personal one-on-one with God, based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Well, that's interesting. So proof is not faith. If you can see it, then you don't need faith for it. And according to the Bible, it says the definition of faith is defined as a strong conviction, firm belief in something for which you may not see tangible proof, complete trust, confidence, reliance, woo, or devotion. Faith is the opposite of doubt. No, that really, and doubt comes from worry, because if you worry, then you're doubting whether the thing's going to be. So you think you need to help out the situation by worrying about it, because that's really going to make a difference. But, you know, as humans, when we can't answer things and we our jumping spot, that's not the word I want to use, but our tangency comes from fear. We don't know, so we fear the unknown because we can't have that tangency about it. And so faith is possibly the most single important element of a Christian's life. Here's some passages. Faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe he exists, that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who earnestly seek him. And that's the NIV version. Faith then is the key to pleasing God. We must first have faith to come to God, even to believe that he exists. And this, this Bible gives a description of faith. Faith is now 11:1, and I haven't seen this in the NIV, but here's what it says. Now faith is being sure of what we hope and are certain of what we do not see. It's having that confidence, that assurity, knowing that God cannot lie, knowing. And you hear people pray and they say, well, I believe God's going to do this and I'm praying for this. Now I got to wait and see. Well, then you don't know, because you've got to wait and see. So you're waiting for proof. You won't believe it until you see it. That's what you're saying. I have to wait and see. Really? But that is not how God commands us to be. So back to my original thought about who does God say that he is? And how does that confirm our faith in him? And I'm just going to read and share a little bit with you and on Facebook, as you know, or you don't know, I put on the one talk, so that the one sheet rather, so that you can see, you know, and I have a little imagery there, shield of faith and what it means, so forth and so on. But I just want you to know that our God is an awesome God. And he's just really, just let me share some of the scriptures with you that he was giving me this morning, which are different from what is on the one sheet, why I didn't mention it, but it'll augment what it is saying. And I'll say that on the one sheet, you can read and see 1 Kings 17th chapter. That's where I've been teaching from this week about Elijah and the widow, and the Lord sent him to the widow when there was famine in the land. And Elijah told her, ask her to get him some water. And then he said, I'm paraphrasing really quickly. And then he said, well, bring me something to eat. I need some bread. And she said, I only have a handful of grain here and just enough to make one cake and a little bit of meal and a barrel and a little bit of oil. I'm gathering sticks right now, she said, so that I can make this one little cake for my son and I to share and then to die. And Elijah says, well, here's what I want you to do. And he said to her, first he released her fear to faith. He says, fear not. Don't fear. If you have fear, then that's the opposite of faith. And like this definition was saying, faith is the opposite of doubt. I doubt if that's going to happen. You hear people say that all the time. So where we should exclude from our vocabulary, either you have faith. If you have faith for it, then you don't doubt. You believe it's done. It says, you hear me say this probably almost every episode. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe now. Have faith for it to be done now. Faith for its immediacy is existent now. Not because you can see it, but because you have faith for it. Your eyes are tuned through the lens of God who lives in the past, present, and future. And if you're praying for something that you want that's in the future, you're praying for it because it's not now. That's why you're praying. So believe now that it exists as if it were standing there and you could see it. Believe it. Don't doubt. Believe it. And then it says, and ye shall have it. So when you say, well, God doesn't hear my prayers, he didn't answer my prayers, it's not him, it's you. You didn't believe now. You wanted to wait and say, well, I'm just going to wait and see what God's going to do. Okay. So then you don't believe it's done. But that's his commandment. So this is the first thing that Elijah tells her. Fear not. Let it go. Here's what I'm telling you. Go and do as I said. Make me, therefore, a little cake first. Bring it unto me. And after you make that, then you and your son can partake. He said, for the Lord God of Israel, and we're going to talk about who is this Lord God of Israel. Oh, my God. He said, the Lord God said, thus saith the Lord God, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day of the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. That's what the Lord God, that's our guarantee. God said it. Just like he said, let there be light. Let there be the firmament. He just speaks it. But do you believe him enough to believe his word? And I read to you where it said that when you come unto God, you first must believe that he is. So if you believe, oh, I believe in God. Well, what is it that you believe about this God? And don't you know, just as Elijah said, the Lord God said, the barrel of, because God said it, the barrel of meal, it never did waste, it never lessened, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of God, which he spake by Elijah. So we say we believe in God, we're Christian, and we're born, we have a spirit, and then we worry and we doubt. And so do you really believe? And I mean, it does take time, you know, to build your faith, but does it ever happen? You know, when do you declare and decree, no, this thing is happening and it's happening. Okay, we are reconnected. I'm sorry about that, missed if, but what I was talking about that you may have missed was the urgency of God in our lives and our lives in Him, and when He speaks His word, us believing that word. As Elijah, when he spoke, he didn't say, well, let's wait and see if the oil. He said, according to the word of the Lord. And that's why you've got to be connected so that you hear His voice, you hear His command, and you do them and you believe them. He said, give it to me first, then to you and your son, and it'll never lessen. But the first thing he told her, he said, fear not. And that's what faith in God. And our subject again is shield of faith gives fearless footing. She didn't have to worry about every time she walked towards the barrel of meal or the cruise of oil. Will it be there? Will it be there? Oh, will it be there today? No. She already did the action. She already followed instruction. And she knew and believed the word of the Lord. And all God does is speak. So now let's get to Isaiah, the 45th chapter. This is my random, you know, open the Bible, and this is what God share it with me today. This is what God says about Himself. This is what God says about who He is. It just brought me to my knees. He says, and thus saith the Lord to the anointed, thus saith the Lord to His anointed, that's correct, to Cyrus, whose hand I have holden, subdued nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open him. To open before him the two leaved gates and the gates that shall not be shut. I will go before thee. I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut into sunder the bars of the iron. I'm reading from Isaiah, the 45th chapter. He says, and I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, and the Lord God of Israel. This is what God says I am. In the fifth verse, he says, I am the Lord. 45th chapter of Isaiah, fifth verse. I am the Lord. And there is none else. There is no God besides me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that thou may know from the rising of the sun, from the west, that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. See how many times he's saying this? He says, seven, I formed the light, I created darkness. I make peace, and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. And in the, let me drop down to, the ninth verse. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker, capitalized. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds on the earth. Shall the clay say unto him that fashioned it, what makest thou, or thy work? Hath he no hands? Warns him to say unto his father, what begettest thou, or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? He says that 11th verse. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of my hand. Command ye me. 12. I have made the earth. I have created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all of their hosts have I commanded. He constantly, over here in the 14th verse, he says, surely God is in thee, and there is none else. There is no God. Verily, thou art God. I hidest myself, O God of Israel, the Savior. And this is where Elijah is concurring, of course, with God. And I'm like, oh, my Lord, everything. Oh, I want to read this 22nd verse. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. There is none else. I have sworn by myself, 23rd, and I have gone out of my mouth and in righteousness, and shall not return. Now, here's what he's saying. Whatever I say, I swore by myself because I don't have any other. And whatever I say, it shall not return unto me void. That means whatever word he says, when God told Elijah, you tell the widowed woman, believe me, fear not. and she shall never want. Well, don't you think that word is relevant to us today? When I just started meditating on this before the show, and I thought, who is this God that loves me the way that he loves me? Who is this God that sacrificed his son for me? Who is this God that sustains me? Who is this God? And I had just experienced just the favor of the Lord prior to the show. I'm like, God, you just keep on doing these great things for me. Who is this God that shows me this kind of abundance of favor? You know, he's saying here, I am the Lord God. I own the heavens and the earth. I'm the creator of everything. And this is the same God who wrapped himself up in flesh, came here, walks amongst us, and left and sent back a comforter that's the shield of faith that keeps us from falling. He says, now unto him who is able to keep me from falling. Keep you. You know, yeah, we have that song, we fall down and we get up. That is true, but the scripture says he is able to keep you from falling. So everybody hasn't fallen. It doesn't have to be a habit. It doesn't have to be a model of, oh, I'm in this thing, I'm going to fall sooner or later. He says, now unto him that is able. He's able. Now, whether we acquiesce, whether we believe it, whether we do it, that's up to us. But the point is, he is able. And that is found in the book of Jude, the last one, it only has one chapter, right before Revelations, the last two verses, 24th and 25th. Now unto him, this is the word of the Lord. Now it's your choice whether to believe it, follow through, and know, but well, I'm going to check it out. Here's the evidence. David and all the people in the, not all, but in the majority, in the Old Testament fail. From time to time, they fail. Yes, they did. And this, at that time, the Spirit of the Lord would come upon them, and they would prophesy. But in our dispensation, we can receive the Spirit of the Lord in us that abides with us at all times. Here's the evidence. The apostles did not fail. When the Spirit of the Lord came on them and they received the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, on the day of Pentecost, there is no evidence ever where any of them fell. None of them backslid. So we don't have to. But we use that because where's our faith? Where's our faith to that faithful God? Where's that commitment in this faithful God? So reading this scripture, oops, my Bible turned away from it. Let me turn back to it. The one chapter in Jude, there's only one chapter in the last two verses. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with joy, exceeding joy, to glory to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Only wise God, our Savior. But the point is, God can keep you. God can. I just had a son that got married a virgin, 35. God is a keeper, 35 years old. God is a keeper. Everyone's not doing it. Some people believe God and have faith and have a commitment to do and to be blessed by our Lord. Be shielded by a faithful God who erases fear in your life if you'll believe him. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a great God that we serve.